Just invoking the inner friend. Let your body be bathed in that sense of acceptance, a sense of welcoming, a sense of safety and relaxation. And just feel your body letting go of all of its tension. Really, because of that safe, welcoming attitude, suggesting the body to relax. Let it find its own comfort, its comfort zone. And also, as the inner friend, provide that welcoming, accepting safety, safe space for your mind, for all of its thoughts and feelings and worries and whatever the mind is, whatever vrittis are coming into the mind, whatever emotions. See if you can just fully welcome them. Part of that welcoming, be the body or the mind or even external perceptions, has to do with the buddhi's ability to relax, to let go, to expand. To consciously be free of tension as new experiences, new vrittis come your way. New means not brand new, I mean vrittis that are arising. The mind, instead of becoming tense or worried in reference to a certain set of vrittis, your mind learns how to actually do what may be counterintuitive, to just relax, welcome them. Continuing to realize that you can be with those experiences, that you can tolerate agitation, you can tolerate anger, you can tolerate hurt and even shame. Even fear, some of the hardest emotions, shame and fear, are considered to be the hardest emotions to tolerate. But you can tolerate them. You can welcome them. You can allow yourself to relax and to experience them, whatever emotions, feelings, perceptions that come your way. The buddhi can relax and welcome them. And be present to actually experience them fully. To experience fully your feelings. In a way, this is a type of pratipaksha bhavana, where I'm doing the opposite of what I would normally do. Something uncomfortable, I would normally push it away or try to escape it. Pratipaksha bhavana, from the standpoint of the buddhi, is doing actually the opposite of that. Welcoming that emotion, or welcoming that difficult person, welcoming that difficult situation, relaxing into your own being. Relaxing into your knowledge. Relaxing into Ishvara. The Jiva Srishti, the fears and projections of the Jiva, the worries of the Jiva, are resolved, offered to, handed over to Bhagavan, to Ishvara. Relaxing, handing over all of these fears, different forms of fear. I am free to just be present, to do my Dharma. Free to be objective. Free of my raga dvesha. The raga dvesha may be there, but I'm not bound by them. I'm objective. Now letting your body and mind just relax, kind of invoking your knowledge. Gently focusing on your own presence. Being yourself, you can give in this condition, you can give your psyche, either the unconscious or the conscious mind. You take the conscious mind first and say, is there anything you want to tell me? What are your concerns? What are your worries? Is there anything that's concerning you? And just let the manas, let the buddhi, the manas, the mind, talk to you. You have to ask it, what is it that I should know? What do you want me to know? just you letting the buddhi relax, being yourself. Listen and respond. What do you want from me? How can I help you? Also direct your attention to the little ones inside. Does anyone inside, mind conscious, any of you have anything you want to tell me? Any worries? What are you? How are you? What's going on? But all the little ones inside, and the mind, the menace, the conscious mind, let it experience, at least in now in meditation, let it experience a kind of a happy home, that your inner, the inner environment is safe and loving and wise, and will always guide me gently. That I can love to be home. I love to be just home with myself. Where I am. Welcomed and wanted. Gently focus on yourself, on your being. Notice the safety of your own presence, the warmth, the natural welcoming, non-rejecting nature of my being, of myself. My own buddhi, the more it knows me, the more it recognizes me, the more it wants to be with me. With the Atma, with the Paramatma. So when the little ones come into my consciousness, into my awareness, coming into the buddhi talking to them, being with them, holding them, the buddhi already deeply resting in me is really just a voice for my own being. for the self, for myself. If there's a reaction or a hurt or agitation or anger that rises in the mind, the buddhi resting in myself can speak for me with something, saying something like, "It's okay, you can be with me," welcoming that reaction into my own being, into the safety of my own being, welcoming into a buddhi that is relaxed. Relaxed as the self is, as though relaxed. It's okay, you can be with me. A difficult person, it's okay, you can be with me. Relaxation. Welcoming. Handling the problem objectively from my own standpoint, from the standpoint of the self. Not pushing it away, not running from it. Om Shanti.